share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Heidi Kwa, the founder of a non-governmental organization, NGO Refuge for the Refugees, was charged with improper use of network facilities by initiating the transmission of offensive communications on refugees in Malaysia using her Facebook account. The 27-year-old pleaded not guilty in the Sessions Court yesterday, the 27th of July, before Judge M.M. Edwin Paramjathi and was allowed bail of RM2,000 with one surety in the court set the 6th of September for mention. Deputy Public Prosecutor Noor Diana Muhammad prosecuted, while Heidi was represented by lawyer Nu Sin Yu. According to Bernama, Heidi was charged with knowingly making and initiating the transmission of offensive communications by claiming refugees at the Immigration Detention Center were ill-treated with intent to annoy others in a Facebook post on 5 June 2020. She was charged under Section 233(1)(a) of the Communications and Multimedia Act 1998, which states that the accused can face a maximum fine of RM50,000 or imprisonment for up to 1 year, or both. The accused can also face a further fine of RM1,000 for each day the offense is continued after conviction. Malaysian politicians stand with Heidi. Segambit MP Hannah Yeo, DAP politician Lim Yi Wei and MBPJ councillor Nalina Nair were present in court to stand in solidarity with Heidi. When young people in Malaysia are being charged for speaking up and fighting for those who are vulnerable, we stand with them, Hannah Yeo said in a Facebook post. Heidi has been doing good and difficult work in Refuge for the Refugees, the NGO she founded 9 years ago. Instead of charging her, why does the government not disprove her posting or work with NGOs to improve conditions in detention centers? There is something very wrong in this country when people are charged for telling the truth, Yi Wei wrote. Instead of correcting the wrongs of that immigration detention center, this incompetent backdoor government chose to intimidate Heidi Kwa. Last week, it was YB Syed Sadiq Syed Abdul Rahman. This week, it's Heidi Kwa. Who will you intimidate next week? Stop this charade, Nalina Nair said. Syed Sadiq also highlighted the issue in a tweet. If the government does not want to speak, let the people speak. The truth will prevail, he said. We should not be silenced for speaking up. One day before she was charged in court, Heidi explained that her post was intended to highlight her concerns about the conditions in immigration detention centers and the harm that would be caused by sending more people into these centers that were known to be overcrowded and unhygienic. As I head to court tomorrow, I still stand by this. What I spoke up about wasn't unfounded. In fact, SUHAKAM's annual reports reflect the very concerns I had then, and even now. Poor hygiene standards at the depot, abuse, mistreatment, neglect, and poor sanitation, all of which could increase risks of infections and other communicable diseases spreading, something we definitely do not want, especially during a global pandemic, she wrote. In an update on the 27th of July after pleading not guilty in court, Heidi said that she was okay and expressed her gratitude to those who showed up in solidarity with her. I stand by this, we should not be silenced for speaking up. Telling the truth isn't a crime. Letting violence happen to the vulnerable is. Let's stop instilling fear in our youth for speaking the truth to justice. Let's stop silencing Malaysians who care. Instead of investigating whistleblowers, we need to investigate allegations, she said. Despite being charged in court and the ordeals she had to pull through, Heidi said that she is not going to stop working. Now, time to gear up. Back to bridging the gaps and meeting the needs. My team and I will be providing food aid to 700 families this weekend. Thankful for my fantastic, tireless team who is working harder than ever to meet the growing needs. The work doesn't stop. We march on. Stay strong, Heidi. Also read. Adam Baba says no action will be taken against contract doctors, promises amendments to acts. Source. Heidi Kwa, Facebook source. Lim Yi Wei Lin Yi Wei, Facebook source. Heidi Kwa, Facebook source. Heidi Kwa, Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.